It seemed like every girl I knew had this guy's poster up on her wall somewhere. Speaking of Sean Cassidy, good to have you with us here this morning.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Back in those days, you were a teen idol. You, Leif Garrett, you were everywhere. Now you find yourself doing more grown-up type stuff these days, right?
I've been a writer-producer for the last 10, 15 years, involved with a lot of different television shows like Cold Case, and I had a show a couple years back called Invasion on ABC. Mostly dramas, but now I'm producing and writing a new half-hour comedy called Ruby and the Rockets on ABC Family Tuesday nights, and it stars two relatives of mine, David Cassidy and Patrick Cassidy.
Seems like everybody who is used to writing drama has a little bit of comedy in them. I'm taking it, is your first venture into comedy?
Yeah, it's the first half-hour show I've done. I mean, some of the dramas have had comedic runners in them, and I've been accused of having a dark streak, and you know, to counter the darkness, you got to have some light, and I'm doing certainly a lot more of that in Ruby, and Ruby's a funny idea. It's about an 80s pop band, not unlike a Hall & Oates, who have since broken up. David is eking out a living at a little Indian casino, and Patrick is married. He married, like, Tawny Katane, the video dancer, and has a couple of kids. And into this world drops Ruby, a 15-year-old girl who says to David, I'm your daughter that you never knew. And he says, I don't know what to do with a kid. And he hands her to Patrick, and she becomes kind of the glue that brings them together. And it's a throwback to shows when I was a kid, 8 o'clock family show that adults can watch and enjoy and kids can watch too. And the only show I can do that with now is American Idol, and that seems to be doing pretty well.
And going back to an 80s type band type deal, you have plenty of history there that should play right into your plot lines.
Well, yeah, David and I certainly, you know, both know what that ride is like, and we're mining it for laughs. You know, the whole pop stardom thing is a double-edged sword. I mean, it's an adventure, but it can be scary, and hopefully you don't put all your eggs in that basket because it's kind of a short-lived thing. And you know, fortunately, I've been able to move on, and as is David.
But having lived that, how do you make it relevant to today's standards?
Well, it's still going on today. Ask the Jonas Brothers. You know, I mean, there is a model of it happening all the time. And how you go through that experience and incorporate it into some semblance of normalcy or family is kind of what our show's about. You've got two younger kids in Ruby and her cousin Jordan who are aspiring musicians, looking at the success their father and uncle had and, you know, wondering how they can have that without, you know, going through the minefield. And there's just a lot of laughs to be mined from that. They say the best comedy comes from truth, and we have a lot of truth to throw around in this world.
And on the real side of this, though, certainly you go through some tragedy. You don't want to put that into a comedy. But how have you guys...
Oh, yes, you do.
How do you bounce back from that to be able to use it in a script form for something like this?
Well, you know, the opposite of tragedy is comedy. And you just tell the truth. My job in the writer's room is to go in and tell stories to some very funny people. And they can mine it for laughs. But my job is to really keep it honest, because funny people are funny people, and you can throw a joke in, but if the joke has no connection to character, I don't want it there. I want all of the humor to come out of character, and that's where my strength, I think, helps on the comedy side.
Having done some Broadway shows, how has that helped you now going to the small screen?
I think having been a performer just helps you communicate better with the actors. You know, all of the experience I've had in terms of being a recording artist or being an actor, I'm doing a show about show people. And I grew up in a family of people in show business. My mother and father are both actors. And David, you know, I watched go through his thing when I was still in junior high school. So all of that goes into the soup that is this show. And as I say, most of it is mine for laughs. And you know, we'll settle down and have some honest, dramatic moments as well, which is what the best of old situation comedy used to do.
How do you keep from being too campy, like the Sherwood Schwartz productions?
Just try and, you know, shoot for a higher bar. The void that I saw before I set out to make this show on television was the fact that you had Disney and Nickelodeon doing shows that were really aimed at little kids, and I couldn't watch those and wasn't entertained by those. And then you had the sitcoms that were on were like 30-something shows on the network. And there was really nothing like a Cosby or a Family Ties that would be smart, sophisticated, and entertaining to an adult, but would also offer the younger kids something. And, you know, times are tough. there isn't a lot a family can afford to do together anymore, so why not give them a show they can all watch and enjoy?
And thank goodness you've got a network like the ABC Family that allows you to have this type of programming. But wouldn't it be greater to be on that free network of ABC?
No, for the very reason that they are aiming their programming at this audience that hasn't been served. I mean, ABC is terrific. I have a deal at ABC, but ABC would not run a show like this. They are not in that business anymore. They used to be. CBS, NBC, all of them used to be. But, you know, broadcasting is a misnomer. There really isn't broadcasting anymore. There's specific casting, and ABC Family has specifically targeted this market of parents and their kids, giving them stuff that isn't too saccharine, that will make them think and make them laugh, and that's what we're trying to do.
And you were involved with one of the more innocent shows back in the 1970s, 80s, talking about the Hardy Boys, back when it was running high in the ratings for ABC.
That is true. The irony of network television is that the Hardy Boys was canceled with a 28 share, and a 28 is what American Idol does on its most successful night.
Makes you scratch your head, doesn't
it? The world has changed.
It certainly has. Sean, we'll be looking forward to seeing Ruby and the Rockets again. What night will this be appearing?
Every Tuesday, 8:30 on ABC Family.
All right, looking forward to it. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.